Good afternoon, everybody. You're tuned to 103.2 Dublin City FM, and this is Europe Today with your presenters for this week, Carmel O'Donoghue and myself, John Bourne. Coming up on the programme this week, I'll be speaking to Mechtild Manis, director of the Goethe Institute Ireland, about the €8 million remodelling and renovation of their historic premises on Merrion Square. We'll have a roundup of some of the stories of Irish interest that are making the headlines across Europe, and we'll have some music from Germany as well. So stay tuned to us here on 103.2 Dublin City FM for the next half an hour and your programme Europe Today. The head of press and media at the EU office in Dublin is to head up the cabinet of Agriculture Commissioner designate Phil Hogan. Peter Power, a native of Kilmeedy, County Limerick, will have the support of over 1,000 staff in the administration of EU agricultural policy over the next 5 years. He has originally worked for EU Commissioners Peter Mendelssohn and Chris Patten in Brussels. Peter Power says there are a number of challenges facing agriculture and rural life in the coming years.
Well, we've just had a major reform of the CAP, and now we need to make sure that the implementation of that reform is effective. We need to make sure that it is good for farmers and good for the rural community. We need to focus on how we can alleviate red tape for farmers going forward. We need to deal with the ongoing Ukrainian-Russia crisis, which is having a severe impact on farming.
Former Environment Minister Phil Hogan has been formally nominated to be the next EU Agricultural Commissioner. The proposed appointment of the former Fine Gael TD for Carlo Kilkenny was confirmed in Brussels yesterday morning by the new President of the EU Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker. His nomination will have to be ratified in the coming weeks by members of the European Parliament. Phil Hogan says that if he is approved for the position, one of his main priorities will be food security and stable income for farmers across the European Union.
We have to make sure that we bed down the recently agreed common agricultural policy and how it will be implemented in each member state. So they will be the biggest issues that will have the greatest impact on providing a stable income for farmers and making sure that the population of Europe have the necessary food for to feed their populations in the year ahead. Coming from an Irish context, it's certainly a great honour to have achieved such a substantive portfolio, and the Taoiseach Enda Kenny has played a major role with the President of the Commission to ensure that the Irish nominee gets such an important economic portfolio.
94% of Irish people say protection of the environment is important to them. That's one of the key findings from a new Eurobar survey published yesterday. In the same survey, 59% of those questioned across Europe say local authorities should favour environmentally friendly considerations over cost when making planning decisions. EU spokesperson Joe Hennan says Irish attitudes on environmental matters differ somewhat to our European counterparts.
In Ireland, the biggest point of concern seems to be water pollution. And that's interesting because in other parts of Europe, it's mostly air pollution. Whereas Ireland, water is seen as a precious resource that we need to keep clean. There's other issues are waste, for example, across the board in Europe, that's seen as an issue. And in fact, in Ireland, it's quite a bit above the European average. People are concerned about waste.
This is Carmel O'Donoghue for Europe Today on 103.2 Dublin City FM. Next Friday, the 19th of September, is Culture Night 2014 at European House, Dublin. To celebrate, the European Commission representation in Ireland with the Italian Embassy and the Italian Institute of Culture will present an exhibition entitled Overlapping Perspectives, a photographic insight of the Palazzo Ducale in Urbino. The exhibition and musical performance marks the Italian presidency of the Council of the European Union. The Italian guitarist, songwriter, producer and DJ Julio D'Agostino will perform at the event. The event will be open to the public at EU House 18 Dawson Street from 6:30 to 8:30 on the 19th of September. The EU Commissioner for Economic and Monetary Affairs has indicated his support for Ireland's plan to repay part of its bailout loan early. The government wants to pay $15 billion of the IMF's $22 billion contribution to the country's 2010 bailout, which it is hoped would reduce costs to the Exchequer. However, the terms of the bailout mean that Ireland must repay all of its borrowings at the same pace, unless the parties involved agree to a different arrangement. European Researchers' Night is on Friday, the 26th of September. It's part of a huge event which takes place every year in cities all over Europe and beyond. In Dublin, a research team from Trinity and the Royal College of Surgeons invites you to attend events staged across their campuses and EU House on Dawson Street. EU House will host Biodiversity in Our Lives, where postgraduate students will share fun facts and discuss their research on biodiversity in a simplistic way to primary school students. There's just over 2 weeks to go for young students to enter the photo competition entitled Why Should I Care About Climate Change? Deadline for entries is the 29th of September. It's part of the campaign to light the first beacon for climate change in Europe. To enter, students between the ages of 9 to 18 years simply have to take a photo that portrays the topic of climate change and include a 100-word max description of why they care about climate change. There's two prizes on offer, two iPad minis. To take part, all you have to do is go to http://lightbeacon.eu. The Commission has launched a public consultation on the Horizon 2020 Science with and for Society work programme for 2016 to 2017. They want your views and contributions on the potential priorities for the Science with and for Society work programme covering this period. These contributions will complement the opinions provided by a group of high-level experts set up by the Commission establishing Horizon 2020. The consultation is open until 12th of October. Seaweed is an important but underexploited resource for food and feed ingredients, biochemicals and the production of biofuels. It has been difficult to harvest efficiently on a large scale until now. The EU-funded At-Sea project, along with Galway-based Ocean Fuel Limited, has developed advanced textiles that give high yields from floating seaweed farms and allow easy mechanised cultivation. This research will allow EU businesses to farm a valuable resource efficiently, helping them compete in global markets. Tests at the company's trial sites have produced yields of 3 to 5 times the yield of traditional seaweed farming. This is Carmel O'Donoghue for Europe Today on 103.2 Dublin City FM.
Now you can follow Europe Today on Twitter.
Ich kann nicht mehr sehen, trau nicht mehr meinen Augen, kann kaum noch glauben, die Gefühle haben sich gedreht. Ich bin viel zu träge, um aufzugeben. Es wäre auch zu früh, weil immer was geht. Wir waren verschworen, wären füreinander gestorben, haben den Regen gebogen, uns Vertrauen geliehen. Wir haben versucht, auf der Schussfahrt zu wenden, nichts war zu spät. Vieles zu früh. Wir haben uns geschoben durch alle Gezeiten, haben uns verzettelt, uns verzweifelt geliebt. Wir haben die Wahrheit so gut es ging verlogen. Es war ein Stück vom Himmel, das es dich gibt. Du hast den Raum mit Sonne geflutet, hast jeden Verdruss ins Gegenteil verkehrt. Nur die Schnobe, deine sanftmütige Güte, dein unbändiger Stolz, das Leben ist nicht fair. Föhn getanzt in einem silbernen Raum. Vom goldenen Balkon die Unendlichkeit bestaunt, alles versunken, trunken, und alles war erlaubt, zusammen im Zeitraffer mit Sommernachtstraum. Du hast den Raum mit Sonne geflutet, hast jeden Verdruss ins Gegenteil verkehrt. Mörderisch null, deine sanftmütige Güte, dein unbändiger Stolz, das Leben ist nicht fair. Dein sicherer Gang, deine wahren Gedichte, deine heitere Würde, dein unerschütterliches Geschick. Du hast der Fühlung deine Stirn geboten, hast ihn nie verraten, deinen Plan vom Glück, deinen Plan vom Glück. Ich gehe nicht weg, hab meine Frist verlängert, neue Zeitreise auf eine Welt, habe dich sicher in meiner Seele, ich trag dich bei mir, bis der Vorhang fällt, ich trag dich bei mir, bis der Vorhang fällt.
That's a wonderful piece of German music there by artist Herbert Grönemeyer, and it's a track called Der Weg.
Broadcasting on 103.2, this is Dublin City FM.
The Goethe Institute Ireland organises and supports a wide spectrum of cultural events which present German culture abroad and promote an intercultural dialogue. They recently announced a temporary closure for an 8 million redevelopment and expansion. Europe Today went to speak to the Goethe Institute Ireland director, Mechtel Manis, to find out a little bit more about this wonderful organisation and their plans for the renovation and remodelling of their historic premises on Merrion Square here in Dublin. Here's Mechtel Manis.
We've always dreamed to have in Dublin one address for everything German culture, German language, information about Germany. However, the Goethe Institute was located on Merrion Square and on Fitzwilliam Square.
Yeah.
So now with the building project, we will have a thorough renovation of this really gem of architecture on Merrion Square.
Yeah.
And behind that building will be a beautiful garden, and then we'll have a totally new modern building for our language courses. So this is a big building project, and we'll achieve a building energy rate of A3, which is unprecedented for Georgian buildings here in Dublin.
Fantastic.
So the combined energy analysis will create this A3. So we'll have this historic building, we have the new building, we have also a very nice addition, a coffee shop in the basement, a little restaurant. This will be the first on Merrion Square, I think. And we hope that our new building will attract even more visitors than it has done up to date.
Fantastic.
In the meantime, people should go just from Merrion Square a little bit further down to Fitzwilliam Square, where in number 62, again, a red door, easy to find. You will have the language classes, library, and the offices for our culture program. that we always organize in close cooperation with Irish organizations, and whose premises, of course, we will need and we will use now during the time of the building project. The whole project will cost around 8 million euro. The architect, by the way, is Martin Henschen, an Irish architect, who is a nice example for what is the aim of the Goethe Institute, in a way to create a kind of cultural cross-fertilization.
Right.
Because this Martin Henschen, he has an architecture firm together with a German guy by the name of Reuter. So it's Henschen Reuter
right.
Architects.
Okay. Yeah.
And this architect employs a number of conservation architects. So everything, the whole renovation will be according, you know, to conservation standards.
Right.
But the technical equipment will all be new and state of the art.
Right.
So in our language classes, we have, of course, smart boards. And for our auditorium, we'll also have, you know, state of the art projection and audio and all
Fantastic.
This. And even in the library, we'll create the library much more flexible in order to facilitate also readings, encounters with
right.
translators
okay.
and so on.
Right, fantastic.
So a new concept for literature.
Wonderful. The other thing, Mechtel, that we were going to touch on was Ireland and Germany have a long tradition of cultural connection, and this is being captured by the development of a wonderful app called German Traces. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the idea of German Traces is to feature the joint history of Ireland and Germany. And I was very surprised to learn about this from the Ballindarry sword that you find in the National Museum that was forged at the banks of the River Rhine in the 9th century, or the missionary Killian, who was murdered in Würzburg in the 8th century.
Oh, really?
But then to the 20th, I jump now to the 20th century. A very bright Irish engineer worked at Siemens in Berlin, and he had the idea after Ireland became independent to create a huge power plant. And that became the Aachener Crusher
All right.
power plant
okay.
that was built by Siemens and with the help of German and Irish engineers. And sometime later, some decades later, after Second World War, Germany will never forget what Irish people did for German children
yep.
after Second World War. They took in 500 German children from war-torn Germany
right.
and they lived here with families and they were called the Shamrock children because
right.
the operation was called Operation
Very
Shamrock.
Wonderful.
And yeah, and you could go then from there to the present. I mean, think of Michael Fassbender, the famous
yeah, yeah.
actor
yeah.
who speaks German.
And this is all mentioned on the apps. So
this is
yeah,
all on the
yeah,
app.
Yeah.
The app is map based. It's a travel app.
Travel
so,
app, yeah.
Yeah, so you take this app and it's, by the way, it's free
yeah.
and it's in English and in German.
Right.
And you use it, you can see with augmented reality where are German traces
right.
around
okay.
me
yeah. Yeah.
and you can go there and then you find text, and I'm so happy that we could win over the Irish journalist Fintan O'Toole
right.
from whose books I learned a tremendous lot about Ireland, and also a German journalist, Ralf Socek. So we have always both perspectives from Irish perspective and the German perspective. And so far we have 20 traces, but we'll add more and we'll
yeah.
update
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is you have not only texts, but you have historic films like about Aachener Crusher.
Yeah, yeah.
You have audio files. You have a reading by the German Nobel laureate Heinrich Böll,
right, okay.
who had a house on Achill Island, which is now a residence for artists from all over the world, including Germany.
Now, Maxel, of course, the programme of cultural initiatives and cultural events is still ongoing. So can you tell us some of the highlights of the upcoming cultural events that the Goethe Institute have planned for us over the next couple of months?
Well, we'll start with Culture Night.
Yes,
on 19th of September in Marion Square. It will be a kind of house cooling party, and we will show rare films from the beginning of the 20th century about fairgrounds.
Okay, and this is in
Marion Square, right, in the old building, right, in the empty building.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And these films will be accompanied by Irish music ensemble Three
right.
Epcano.
Right.
We have quizzes about Germany and Ireland. We have the opening of an exhibition with the German photographer Oliver Mark,
right.
who took photographs of our readers with their favorite book
right.
in the Institute and also on Marion Square. Beautiful,
right.
beautiful okay. portraits.
Right.
And we have a little exhibition about our building project. Right. And of course, you will get some fresh brezel. So after Culture Night, then it will be Hamlet, the opening of the Dublin Theatre Festival. Hamlet by the Schaubühne in Berlin, which is a world famous
right, okay.
theater company, and people will be surprised how contemporary this Hamlet is.
Okay,
so good. We are very proud. There will be three performances in the Bord Gosch Theater on 25th, 26th, 27th of September, and then we continue with theater, but this time for young people, The Boy with the Suitcase at the Helix Theater. On 29th of September.
Well, for the moment, Mechtel, if anybody wants to find out about these events and everything that's happening to the Goethe Institute during the transition, can you give us the website details?
Well, you go to www.goethe.de/Ireland.
Very good.
Or you call us on Dublin 680-1100.
And I just want to reiterate to people as well, Mechtels, who want to sign up for the courses or who want to enroll for the courses, the enrollment is open now and the courses start on, you said again earlier on,
on Monday, next Monday, 15th of September.
Fantastic. And it's all business, all stations go and everything as normal here in Fitzwilliam Square.
Yes.
Fantastic. Mechtels, you've been very good to take the time to talk to us here on Europe Today. Thanks a million for all your time.
Was a pleasure, John. Thank you.
Thank you, Mechtels.
a track called Bye 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 from German band Zweiraum Wohnung. And with that, we'll have to say bye 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 to you for this week's folks, because I'm afraid we've run out of time. I hope you've enjoyed the programme. Again, I want to say a very, very special thank you to the director of the Goethe Institute here in Ireland, Mechtild Manos. Don't forget to check out our support online website, which is europetoday.ie. That'll have a podcast of today's programme and a link to all the items that we've mentioned as well. Join us again here on 103.2 Dublin City FM at the same time next week, and your programme Europe Today.